Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is your old pal, Rob Vernon, and it is a beautiful day to have a beautiful day here at the Three Good Things Podcast, doing some mind changers work. Still out here doing my good for my people, as I am wont to do. We left off yesterday with a little primer on anxiety, and I want to dig in a little bit further than that. Because I think, in fact, I'm pretty sure that there's not enough that has been said, honestly, about what we're in the middle of right now, what our younger generations are in the middle of, what our older generations are, frankly, in the middle of. And so I think it needs to be said that we have the ability every day, every single day, to wake up and choose the direction that we're going to go. We can't choose how we feel. We can only choose how we react to it, right? And that's all trite shit, but it's still true. But what is coming to us now, unfortunately, is a mountain, an avalanche, rock slide, whatever you want to call it, of information that either does us no good, does us harm, or misguides us in a myriad of ways, and we are allowing it, indeed, desiring it to happen, not the least of which to our children. Now, there's a lot of discussion in certain psychological circles about, well, you know, when kids should have smartphones and when kids should have access to social media and all that. Cool. I hear it, right? But it kind of doesn't matter. I shouldn't say that. It does matter. But it's not all that matters. Because the fact is, ultimately, that we have a responsibility to ourselves as grown adults to find better ways to solve our problems and to address the issues that face us. And even we resort to the ridiculous that is social media. Ridiculousness, I should say, that is social media. And it hurts us, yet we continue to do it. It destroys us, but we continue to try. It tears us to pieces, but we can't tear ourselves away from it. And that's the difficulty, right? That's the challenge. That's what's so hard about what we're in the middle of right now. Because as somebody who is Gen X to the fucking core, I was here to watch all of this show up. And I can't say that we were stronger back then with any scientific proof. Just observation, right? But if you insulted somebody, there was a risk that you were going to get your ass kicked. And you didn't. And we came kind of together as a nation. We were still divided, but nothing quite like we are now. Now, we know all of the actual evidence that we see about how bad the internet and social media and all that stuff is for children. We know it, we see it, we believe it. All of that's true, right? But what we're not getting ourselves in the middle of here is what it's doing to adults, right? I mean, everybody has late-stage ADHD. Everybody has late-stage ADD. Everybody has all of these problems that were never diagnosed but are starting to show up because we're being inundated with bullshit. And we're allowing ourselves to be inundated with bullshit, not just a little bit, but frequently, constantly, every day. We're just inundated with bullshit because it's feeding our brain that sweet mix of serotonin and dopamine and all of these things we're getting from you know, all of these interactions, and we're seeing how much better our lives are than our friends or all of this. I mean, it's madness, right? And so but your life isn't better or worse. It just is. And or what's worse, or we think they're doing better than us, and then we're sad, and then it doesn't track, folks. It does not track. It makes us, it puts us in danger, right? It puts us in a, mode of, it's the reason we eat, it's the reason we do things. It's the reason we take pictures of our food. You know, I mean, I hear from so many people, oh, so-and-so is a narcissist, you know, and it's mostly talking about men, but the same people who call men narcissists, or certain men narcissists anyway, will take, you know, 15 different pictures of themselves trying to figure out which one is best to show the world. What? Or take a picture of the thing that they ate. Nobody takes, you didn't take pictures of your food, you know, growing up back in, even when you had a camera, because there was value in you having your own memories, you having your own knowledge. When phones started to keep phone numbers, you lost the ability to remember those things. And your brain didn't use that memory any differently. So it's a little bit about the labor saving discussion, right? That we don't talk sense to one another. We don't talk strength to one another. We don't talk focus to one another. We talk shit. And people celebrate themselves being petty or bitchy or angry or whatever they are. We have become afraid of intellectuals, and intellectuals have become smug, assuming, pretentious assholes, and all because we decided to allow into our lives these corporations. And here's our view. This is our view, in my opinion, as people, as humans. We are the product looking out of the from the shelves onto a slow drip of venture capitalists and multimillionaires and billionaires who want to buy our information, our knowledge, our experience, and use that to sell us more of their shit. Because social media, even this one, even what you're hearing right now, I'm making this for free, and this is nice, right? But you'll listen to it maybe for free, maybe with ads, so it's not free for your time, but it's free for your dollars. So it might not cost you anything. Or if you've got a subscription, it costs you so you don't have to hear ads. Whichever thing is true, right? I don't know which thing is true, but whichever thing is true for you. But the difficulty here is we focus on the wrong things so often. We focus on the bad things so often that it breaks us. And we are just cattle being fed information and sometimes taking in information and using it, repeating it, whatever. And we are, what's the best word here? What's the best concept? What's the best idea to say? We are the meat in a fact. We are the cows in a factory farm, and the farmers are the Zuckerbergs and the Bezoses and the Musks and everybody else who is taking all of the stuff that we have, okay? Taking all of our experience, all of our knowledge, all of our time, all of the things that we share, and they're turning it into money for themselves, and they're extracting wealth from us that we have no ability to extract on our own. And we're not getting any benefit. In point of fact, social media should be paying us. Facebook, Instagram, all of these people, they should be paying us to be members. Right? Because we're giving them all of the information they need to run their business happily and for free. Where we are, how we got there, what we do when we get there, what we ate when we got there. All of this stuff. Tesla, Rivian, all of these car companies, they do the same thing. Tesla is a data collection company. As much as it is that makes cars, so is Rivian. So are the rest of these people. They listen to the things that happen inside the car. They look at the road and how the road is everywhere you go, and so they have a constant stream of growing knowledge, and they are releasing that through through AI onto us for, I don't really know why, but we not only allow it, we insist on it. We need it. We've become addicted to giving away everything that we are. We can't just, you know, and some people will use Facebook for very different reasons. Some people will use Instagram for very different reasons. It doesn't really matter, though, because there is nothing that's off limits anymore, right? Which is, I believe, is probably okay, but we're not, we don't have the ability to self-actualize in a way that is effective for humans, right? So that's the trouble, that's the difficulty that we're facing, is that this is a mistake. This experiment is a mistake. And I the more that I see this, the more that I listen to people talk, and the more that I see them act, the less I think this is good. The less I believe it's really good and true. I think it's time. I don't know if it's time. I think it's time. Maybe. To talk about letting social media go. Right? So maybe it's time to discuss letting go of social media, letting go of all of the things that social media stands for and is. Maybe it's time, right? Maybe it's the way of the future. Maybe we should be considering letting that go, because we don't have the ability ultimately to control it, it seems. And so it's dangerous for us to do this. It's dangerous for us to get into this process of dysfunction, because that's all we're doing. That's what we're actually actively doing, is we're creating a position of dysfunction for ourselves in a way that doesn't benefit us, actively harms us, and makes us become something that we never thought we would be, that we were never meant to be. We were never meant to have all of this information all of the time in our faces. We were never meant for this. And moreover, we shouldn't have it. You have to do what's best for you. I'm not saying everybody must do this, but I'm saying consider reducing your social media footprint, getting rid of your smartphone, because that's my next step, is getting rid of my smartphone and getting something I can just easily text on. Because there has to be an alternative, right? There has to be the possibility of an alternative. And that's I think where we need to consider going next, is, well, what's the alternative to social media? What's the alternative to what we're doing, our smartphones? It's nice to have a GPS, or it's nice to have a mobile hotspot, and it's good, and that's true for those who need it, but I don't think anymore. And I love technology. I really do. It's brought so much richness to our lives as humans. But the commonplace activity is killing us. It is absolutely, without question, killing us. And I don't know how to make it stop other than walking away from social media and the internet as a source of information gathering. Because here's the problem. We now, and it's been true for a while, but we know for sure now that we cannot trust what used to be called mainstream media. We know we can't trust it. And we can't trust it because they don't want to be trusted. They want to be first. They want to have the most ads. They want to make the most money. You know, you can tell this is true because you have the ability now to listen to podcasts that are heard by four times the audience that the highest rated news outlet is heard by. Because people don't want to listen to short, abbreviated lies and misdirection and falsehoods and just bullshit anymore. And so what does it mean when you can't trust the people who bring you the news? What does it mean? And both the people on the extreme left and the extreme right believe they're correct. 100% believe they're correct. They couldn't be. It's impossible. They couldn't be. Nothing could be further from the truth. But here we are. That's what they believe. And they believe that because they were told that. And they were told that because... why? Because they agreed with somebody else about something? See, what is currently being done to us as a nation, really, but the whole world is suffering from this on some level, is we are being picked apart and sorted into boxes that advertisers can use to sell us shit. And that's really at the heart of what we're doing here. And it is an unimaginable disaster. Right? It is an unimaginable disaster to continue to do what we're doing for so little benefit. Because the reason that we're so anxious is because we're being picked apart and separated. We don't have friends. We've lost friends because they didn't believe as we believe. We've lost cousins, family members, because they had a different opinion than us. It's okay if they have a different opinion, but we've decided that the people on the internet, their particular input gives us the idea that they're right, we're wrong all the time, and vice versa. I never think I'm right and I know everything, but lots of folks do. And when they do that, what ends up happening to us is we break ourselves in half for this bullshit. We do. And it's deadly for us. It is absolutely, without a doubt, deadly for us. And anxiety is one of those things that just sort of comes along with the territory, right? It is its own difficulty. It is its own challenge. There's no question about that. But where the question comes in, friends, is what do we do about it? Now, I can't answer for you. I don't know for you what it means to be free of the kinds of things that are necessary to be free of. I don't know. I don't know what it means. But here's what I do know. Most of the things that we're suffering, we can trace back to about 2011, 2012. And everything that we are suffering from currently, we have embraced wholeheartedly without a second thought, because we wanted the new technology, we wanted the new information, we wanted all of this stuff, and we got it. We asked for this, and we got it. And what did it do for us? I can tell you it didn't do any good. It really only hurt us. And it's an unfortunate mess that we're in this situation currently. It really is. Because we don't need to be here. We don't need to have done this. But here we are, right? This is the point where this is the inflection point. And so maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to walk away from our social media. Maybe it's time to walk away from our smartphones and buy a camera and buy a, you know, and get yourself something nice. Don't worry about all the rest of it. Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time for that. I don't know. Stick with me, folks. I've got other things to do. Catch me in a little while. I will be putting out another one here shortly. I've just got some things to do. So be excellent to each other, and I will talk to you very shortly. Bye-bye.